And we're going to verse 11. I said verse 10. That was a fib. It's verse 11. We're going to verse 11. Verse 10 says, "May your kingdom come soon. May your will on earth be done as it is in heaven." We looked at that yesterday. This is the Lord's Prayer, of course. And Jesus is teaching us how to pray. And in each step of this, you can see that he's covering a multitude of things. Verse 11 simply says this: "Give us today the food we need." Give us today the food we need. Now, when it says the word food, I think it's a lot more than food. I think that what Jesus is saying when he's teaching us to pray, food meaning whatever we need that particular day. I mean, when you pray to God and say, "Lord, give me some food," I don't think maybe, I don't know, it might do, but I'm not thinking in terms of food just arriving on your doorstep, although that has happened to me. I must tell you this little story about that. "Give us today the food we need" happened one time many years ago when my wife and I did not have much money at all. In fact, we had nothing. We were really in dire straits financially, and we went to church. And I said to my wife before we went to church, "I'm sure, I just feel certain someone is going to invite us to lunch today, and we're going to get a really sumptuous repast." That's what I thought. I went to church, and I can remember walking around speaking to people that I'd never spoken to before, shaking them by the hand and saying, "Lovely to see you, how are you doing," etc., etc., expecting someone to say, "Listen, what are you doing for lunch today?" No one did. No one said a thing. No one mentioned lunch. So we went home, my wife and I and the kids, we went home. And when we got home, there was a leg of lamb on the doorstep. There was a leg of English lamb sitting right there on the doorstep. I kid you not. We thought we were going to go home and have beans on toast. But there was a leg of lamb on the doorstep. That is how God provides. Beloved, God does provide. Give us this day our daily bread. Whatever it is that you need, not what you want, it's not what I'm saying. Oh Lord, today, give me that red Ferrari I've been dreaming of. That 304 GT. Oh yes, Lord, I've been dreaming about it. Let me have it today. Nope, that's not what I'm talking about. Oh, Lord, give me that Lear jet so I wouldn't have to traipse to airports all the time. Nope, I'm not talking about that either. What I'm talking about is what you need. God is giving us every day what we need. But there's an addendum to this. There is a caveat to this contract, if you will. And that is that you have a loving, adoring relationship with your Lord and God and your Heavenly Father and the Holy Spirit, the three-in-one incarnate. You have a wonderful, loving relationship with the three-in-one. Because he's going to provide for his children. We've already said, our Father who art in heaven. We're talking about our dad. So our dad is providing, just as my dad would provide for me if I was in need. If my dad were alive today and he knew my needs, he would supply my needs. That I know. He wouldn't even think about it. That is for certain. And what we've got to understand, beloved, is this relationship between us and the Heavenly Father. If that relationship isn't in place, what's the point of us praying in the first place? What is the point of us saying, "Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come," etc., etc., etc.? What on earth is the point? Why say that prayer? You see, churches say that prayer every single Sunday the world over, and they're saying that prayer, and oftentimes they don't even know what they're saying. They have no conception of what they're saying. They just rattle it out. In rote, as we used to say. That's what they do. They rattle off this prayer. It slips off the tongue. I told you yesterday that I was preaching at a church and I just felt the Lord say to me, say the Lord's Prayer. So I said, let's say the Lord's Prayer together, and we did. And at the end of that prayer, I asked people to sit down. They sat down. I said, stick your hand up and be honest with me if you have any idea of what you were saying just now. No hands went up. Actually, it was the other way around. If you did not mean what you were saying, stick your hand up. And all the hands went up. Many, many hands went up. I couldn't believe it. Because, beloved, no one really gives much teaching about the Lord's Prayer because it seems so simple. Give us this day our daily bread. Give us this day our daily bread. Give us today the food we need. No one takes much notice of it. And why on earth should they take any notice of it? They don't take notice of it, beloved, because it doesn't mean anything. And my point to you is this. I'm not only talking about the Lord's Prayer now. I am actually talking about the entire Word of God. The inspired Word of the Holy Spirit. I'm talking about the Holy Scriptures, the Holy Bible. People pick that up and they read a bit and they think it's all mystery and it's all allegory and it's all stories to prove this or prove that, but it actually doesn't mean anything. It means nothing at all. Well, beloved, let me tell you this. Let me tell you this. What is the point of the Bible if it's all allegory, if it doesn't mean anything? If there are bits of it that aren't true, well then what's the point? If you're not going to believe in Adam and Eve, what is the point of picking up the Bible and trying to get anywhere with it at all? Because the entire Bible, the entire scripture, is the inspired work of the Holy Spirit, and therefore it needs to be taken seriously. And it needs to be read in a way where you're communicating with your Heavenly Father, because He is trying to communicate with you through His Word. That's how important the Word of God is. And therefore, when we come to a place where it says, give us today the food we need, we should believe it and know that if we have a loving relationship with our Heavenly Father, then today He will give us just what we need. That's the truth. That is the truth, beloved. And the Bible says the truth will set you free. Oh, I'm loving this word today. Heavenly Father, I pray in the mighty name of Jesus for all your beloved children who are listening to this word today, Father. I pray in Jesus' name, Lord God Almighty, that you would release today, Father, that which your children need. Not what they want, Lord, but what they need. If your beloved child, Father, needs a job, I pray for a job for that person today. If your beloved person, your beloved child, needs healing in their bodies, Lord, and they need it today, I pray in Jesus' name that you deliver that healing in Jesus' name today. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord God. We give you glory, and we give you honor, and we give you praise as we go right on with music now.